God is good. All of his time. Tonight, I want you to turn to your neighbor. And I want you to say to your neighbor, it is finished for my sake. It is finished for my sake. You see, as I was preparing this sermon, or preparing this little talk, take off tonight, and my phone rang and my mom called me, because he hasn't been sleeping well for the past month. And I spoke to her briefly. I said, well, I gotta go. And at that time, I was fixing my daughter bath so she can eat. And I told my mom, I said, but you always call me on this day when they ask me to preach, especially at the Maya Chapel. I said, I don't know. You always call me when I'm preparing something for my good friends at my chapel. You always call me. Then she asked me, what are you going to talk on? And I told her I was going to talk on or speak on, it is finished. Then she spoke, I was led by the command. Then she said, I now wear. That is impossible. That is, it is finished. You know, when you have a piece of job to do, when you finish for that piece of job, you always say, I'm finished with my job. So tonight, church, it is finished for us. It is finished for me. If I can stand here tonight and speak for you, because you know where, you know what I went through when I was in a deal. It is finished. We have an awesome God that has finished it for us. Let's quickly go to our scripture reading for tonight. Let's go to the book of John. John 19, verse 10. When he has received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. So church, let us consider tonight. It is finished. Many of us, when we open the Bible, we ask ourselves, what's finished? All will be high. You see, it was the time that Jesus was born in truth. This happened for you and I said. You know, he had paid it in full for mankind. Jesus cried out and I called, it is finished. He was telling his father, the suffering is over. It is over. As I was preparing this text, my mind ran on John 3:16. You know, when you enter school, kindergarten, that's the verse they always gave you for you to recite. And I had my Bible in my hand and I started just meditating on that verse, John 3:16. A verse above the wall. And school began his song. So that you and I can have less today.
It is finished, church, for our sake. It is finished for you and I to have left in abundance. It is finished for mankind to have redemption. It is finished. It is finished. He has paid it all. He has made the last touchdown for us. The door of grace has opened. Jesus was telling his father, he was saying, the suffering that I have gone through for my people, I can no longer take it. It is time for me to come home. There are few points you and I have to consider tonight. Because it is finished, death could not hold him captive. Let me repeat for the sake of emphasis. It is finished. It is finished. Because death could not hold him captive. It is finished. Because Satan has no power over God's children again. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. So you and I can face tomorrow. It is finished. So we can face tomorrow. It is finished. Previous speakers have said all. You know, sometimes you sit down and just do some. You sit down and just think and imagine. You continue the war. You continue to play when it is finished. It is finished. And you look on the cross. You meditate. You look on the cross. And you begin to check yes. What our Lord went through for us, so that we can have redemption, we can come together again to have common with God. Only one man was Jesus Christ who had done that. He did it on the cross. It is finished, so that the church can be alive and be strong and well. It is finished. You don't need to pay anything to that. You don't need to contribute nothing. He has paid all. You don't need to contribute. Jesus Christ has paid it all on the cross. You know, many of us continue to play around. Many of us continue to joke about God's business. Many of us, we feel that we are saved on here, we can go about doing everything we feel like. Many of us can go about thinking of doing good things and doing things that will satisfy us. But what should be our foremost concern is the word that was said on the cross. It is finished. For us. He did something for us. Something went wrong and you were able to stand up to go for us. When we went against the will of God, only Jesus was able to go on the cross to finish it for us. It is finished on our church. Sickness, diseases have no control over us. because of what Christ did on the cross. It is finished. It is finished. Let us be serious about God business. Let us take his word that was said on the cross for us. Let us be very, let's take it seriously. Let us know that Jesus going on the cross was not just a joke. Was not just to satisfy his prayers, but he went there for the purpose. He went there to let the world know that indeed he can die. He's the only man that can die and bring redemption to mankind. So I want us to consider. I want us to take God business, our calling, serious, because Christ have given his life so that you and I can have redemption. You know, other folks are, mourning, but for me, I sit down with joy because I had a greater, I had assurance that I can boast of. Imagine somebody going on the cross and just laying his life for dead eye that he didn't hold. Can you imagine that? He did it for us. Because the love that he had for us. So we have to take his business serious. He had paid it all on the cross. Go extra mile. Go extra mile for the church. Go extra mile for your calling. Make our critics, make those who still have that, make them to see that indeed it is finished in you. It is finished on the cross. Go extra mile for the church. Go extra mile in your calling. Because Christ has paid it all on the cross. Let us not that nothing has happened on the cross. Something significant has happened on the cross, and we have to be serious about it. Saying it is different thing. Doing it is a different thing. The prodigal aspect is what Christ is asking you and I tonight. Put it into practice. Pour unto your sex. Be serious about it. Because Christ has paid it all on the cross. The only thing we can do is to be obedient to his word. It's to be obedient to Christ. I know we have a lot of distraction around us, a lot of things that we spend more time on than spend time reading the Bible. But I want you to go in your quiet time and meditate on the goodness of God. That he was able to send his son to go on the cross, to go through all that he went through. Just for our sake. Nobody else. So let us serve as a witness. Let us serve as a testimony to the very words that were spoken on the cross by Christ. Let us not leave here with different, leave here with different attitude. Let us go in our community, our workplaces, and show that indeed that Christ has been it all. That will be ambassador for Christ. Let us. I mean, teachers may come and preachers may come and say, oh, we have said, oh, be it. But we want you to be practical. We want you to put into practice. We want you to call God's business serious.
When I got back from Liberia, and I literally saw God's miracle working in my life, and when when I wake up in the middle of the night and I continue to rejoice in singing and you know, my daughter asking me, what are you singing at that point? I said, baby, you don't know what I'm singing for? You don't know what I'm singing for? I know what I'm singing for. Let me tell you what I'm singing, because I have joy in me. I have joy in me. Because God is great to you. God is great to me. But God, we don't need to joke about God's business. Oh, God's business is serious. This man has given his life. You don't need to do anything, sisters, brothers and sisters, church. Let us give our hearts back. Let people see that indeed we are friends of people. Let people see that we are walking our talk. Let people see that indeed this brother is Christian. Let people see that. Let people see Christ in you.
Amen.
What he said, it is finished. It was not just a metaphor. He said it because he has accomplished a big thing for our salvation. You know, we used to go to a lot of people for to get salvation, but this time we cannot go to anybody. You wouldn't have to just go for Abraham sin. I come to you. Trouble, everything, he's waiting to take it. Jesus. He's a loving man. He loved, he cared for me and cared for you. It is time to hold our Jesus Christ, to hold it in our hand. It is time to tell the world that indeed Jesus has finished. Don't sit on the side, participate into the good work that he accomplished on the cross. Do not sit. Participate. See your calling. See where God has called. Alright? See where God has called. Let us be serious about God's business. For those of you who are serious going after man, I encourage you to go more than after man. Because the gospel is real. You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes I sit down and I cry because when I think about the goodness of God, nobody can do it for only God. Yeah, we are tonight. It was day. Yeah, we are seeing a night. Can anybody perform such a miracle? Nobody. Only our God. You don't need any consultation for anybody outside except for the church, because the church is where God has called you. It's where you have to get everything. You got to make the church first, then your belonging last. Let us show to the world that the word that was spoken on the cross was not a mere talk, but a thought, a word that was spoken that brought redemption to mankind. I encourage you tonight, if you are in our midst and you still have that, you still wonder where to go, I encourage you tonight to look on the cross. As one of my friends said, when you put your hand for 5 minutes, you cannot. It's difficult to get there, to pull your hand off the ditch for 5 minutes. Can you imagine what he was going through for our sake? It is finished. Nothing behind it, it is finished. It is left for you now to play your part. He's calling you tonight. He's speaking to your heart tonight. He wants you to come to him tonight. He wants you to put away that second God that you have in. That thing you're pleasing. He wants you to put away that. He wants you to come tonight. He wants you to say to you, he wants you to say to him, indeed Jesus, you are my Lord.
Yes.
He's calling you tonight. He's real. He can save.
Yes.
He's a miracle working God.
Yes.
He's calling you tonight. It's not late yet. There are things we are going through.
Pastors are here, counselors are here, they are waiting tonight to help you. Brothers and sisters, Christ has done it all on the cross. Christ has paid all on the cross. Nobody should convince you that nothing happened on the cross. Something happened on the cross that brought the universe, the whole entire earth, to the church. That indeed you and I today are enjoying today. We can come and say we are Christian because of that assurance. The word Jesus is our assurance. What's stopping you from coming to Him tonight? What's stopping you? You don't know the hour, you don't know the second. He has paid all. Come to Him tonight. Come to Jesus. He's calling you. Don't think about what you have done in the past. All that happened washed away on the cross. He's calling you tonight. He wants you to be real with Him. He loves you. He won't give you His saving grace. So I encourage you tonight to come forth. I'm calling you tonight through the Holy Spirit to see Jesus on the cross. To see Jesus. To know that He has paid it all on the cross. And the Bible said when He said it is finished, He bowed down and He what? Gave it to us. He's calling tonight. I encourage you. Let us be real about God. Basics. God is great. God is a miracle working God. When you call upon Him, He's there to save you. He has given His Son for our sake. Nothing else you have to do again. Just your heart. Take it out and give it to Him. Let me. Yeah, I am. Use me. It's a call to you tonight. How you feeling? You're ashamed to come up here tonight. But what I'm saying is that if you have anything in mind, if you feel that in your heart, you see that you won't come closer, you won't create that intimacy with God. It is tonight. It is the night that you can do that. We can pray with you. You can have a new life, a brand new life, because of what happened on the cross. If I stand and give my last kiss, you won't believe what I went through. But you see, when I change this kingdom, when I got that cross came out, I was able to see Jesus, and I was standing up here to that, telling you that He's a real God. He's calling you tonight. Everything has been done. Every preparation has been made for you. It's only for you to come forth and accept that. And accept Him as a personal Savior. He's calling you tonight. And as I said, and we have to go extra mile for the church that we serve in. You know, many of us, we look at the church, all right, only the pastors and the elders should just, you know, go ahead and do what they want to do. Listen, you have your part to play in the church. There are various organs in the church that you can participate in. I want to encourage you. Work hard. Because the day is coming where you and I have to give an account before Him. As Brother Josh said, it's not free. He did it for us. It was free. But now He's calling you. You have to accept Him. That's the only way, the paradise that Brother Mark talked about, that's the only way you can inherit that paradise. He's calling you tonight. I encourage you to go extra mile for the church. I get along with the church, and sometimes when I see people who say to go to church and behaving, and it can really get to me, so we are ambassadors for Christ. a whole friend to the church that God has called on him. Alright? Let's bow in prayer, please. Our God in heaven, how great, Father God, it is for us to come together, Lord, to worship you, to praise you. How great it is, Father God, for us to come together, Father God, as a church, to just say, Father God, thank you so much for paying it all on the cross. You have played your part. It is left with us now, Father God, to be serious, to take your word, to spread the word, the good news about your kingdom. Tonight, Father God, somebody want to give their life to you. I ask the Holy Spirit to speak to the heart right now so they can give their life. Because we don't know the hour, we don't know the second. I pray in this direction. I thank you, Lord, for this church, Lord, that have organized such a unique program that we can come together to listen to the word on the cross. I say, Lord, thank you for your mighty chapter, Father God. Thank you for the pastors. Thank you for those that are working along with him. And Lord, thank you for the organizing committee. Lord, we are not living the present, but carry us. Remind us about the war on the cross as we go, Father God, about our daily activity. Oh, Jesus, you are real, real Jesus. Oh, how sweet, Father God, you love us. You care about us. We give all to you tonight. Speak to our individual hearts so that we can meditate on the word. In your name I pray. Amen.